Okay, so today we're going to talk about wrong mindset equals bad property decision. Okay, so I'm going to share with you some of the, within this 15 years of experience serving my clients, as well as my own property decisions, as well as my customers' property decision, I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've seen and some of the problems, some of the decisions that I don't encourage. Okay, so the number first one, okay, I feel that a lot of clients, when they start their property journey, right, they just 乱枪打鸟, means take the gun and anyhow should try to hit the bird, okay? So what my suggestion is very simple, okay? I feel that first of all, first thing is do a financial calculation, find out your budget, okay? After you find out your budget, find out what you have, how much you have, down payment plus your loan, all these add up together, what is your final budget? From your final budget, then you decide what should you buy. Okay, so a lot of times I realize that people that have too many options, let's say they want this, want this, want this, want this, want this, they cannot make up their mind. And they like to make decisions like, okay, so I think we will start with selling away our place, or we will start with buying a house. If we cannot find in 6 months, then we will change from HDB to private. Okay, I feel that all these kind of decisions are not correct. Okay, so why is it not correct? First of all, whether to go HDB or private, right? It's not like, oh, I cannot find that, I will go another place. I cannot find that, I will go for another kind of category. First of all, you have to understand, you go HDB for what reason? You go private for what reason? What is the property portfolio that you're planning? What is the property journey that you are planning? Not because you 6 months, you cannot find, or one you cannot find, then you move on to another category. You know, these decisions are made based on knowledge, based on understanding, not made based on like, or if I cannot find. Second thing is, I realize some people, they like to push the limit, push the boundary. They don't set a limit and boundary. Like example, they will say that, okay, what we have is like, let's say 1.5 million. But actually 1.5 million is like everything. So they don't think in this way, like, okay, maybe I should set back to like maybe using 1.4 million or 1.3 million instead. Then a lot of times when they make decisions, right, they go back to be worried about their 1.5 million budget. Then when I talk to them, I'm like, hey, you know what is bothering you? Why you think so much, you know? Then they'll tell me, oh, actually we feel that like 1.5 is a little bit high. So you see, if you don't start correctly, you will not end correctly. So a lot of times, one of the biggest mistakes is people try to push their budget. It's like they want this, want that, want this, want that, but they cannot afford it like comfortably. So I feel that when you buy properties, right, you need to feel very song one, you know, you need to feel very comfortable. You cannot have stress, you cannot feel like you're pushing the limits, you cannot have fear, you cannot feel like, oh my god, this is I'm going this, what if this happened, you know, wow, am I paying too much, and all these things. If during the purchase process you're still on this kind of thoughts and thinking, it means that you have start wrongly. So you should set a budget with your spouse, understand clearly what is your boundary, what is your limit. Do not exceed your limit and boundary just because you feel that, hey, I want to get a better location, I want to get a bigger house. In the end, during the purchase process, you will create fear. You will doubt yourself again whether is this the correct move. And then you will not think correctly during the purchase process. So to me, setting a correct limit, setting a correct boundary is very, very, very important. Next, a lot of people will tell me, hey, Aaron, I want to sell, I want to buy later. So should I go and see what I want first? Okay, so my recommendation to a lot of people is, do not start viewing first. Okay, I have my reasons, I've seen enough case study. I always tell my customer, if you feel that you and your spouse are every single buyer, not just one buyer, every single buyer, let's say you and your spouse, so got two buyers, if you think that both of you have a very strong heart, then okay, you can go and view to take reference. The reason is because you view first, no use. You must have the money to buy first, you must have the money to pay ABSD and all these things. So if it's HDB, yes, you don't need to pay ABSD, but do you have the money to buy first? If you don't have, you need the money from the selling, then don't view first. So I think this is a very big common mistake. Everyone feels that, hey, I need to be safe, I need to be secure, so I need to view first, I need to make sure that what I want is in the market, I need to make sure that there's something I can buy before I sell. Actually, to me, this is very bad decision making. This is like totally a wrong mindset. Okay, I'm saying this or not because I'm an agent. It's because I have seen a lot of cases that people do things like that, right? And it doesn't work, you know? In a real estate decision or in a real estate transition, you cannot think that all lines can align one, you know? You need to play with probability, you need to play with chances, you need to have good planning, you need to know at plan A, what should you do? If plan A cannot work out, what is plan B, what is plan C, what are the risks that you're going at? So if, let's say for example, you start to view first, one biggest problem I have seen is people that haven't sell, they view first. They view already, they seen something they really, really like. Then they start to sell. By the time they sell, the unit is gone. Then when they go out and look for other units, they keep thinking about that old unit. Then they cannot forget it. They use that as a benchmark. Then it takes them many, many months to understand that that unit, it's not available anymore. You need to move on. In the resale market, it's not what you want to buy means have one. So another important decision that this thing flows through is whether your own expectation match the reality. So this is why, to me, I feel that you need to first secure one important thing, which is funds. You need to have the money. If you want to buy first, you want to have that mindset that I want safety first and everything, you must ask yourself, do you have the money? If you have the money, yes, you can go and buy first. If you don't have the money, then you need to sell first. Especially in the market situation today, selling is not easy. You cannot keep thinking about buying first. You cannot keep thinking about, I saw a unit pop up. Okay, faster sell. What makes you think that your house can sell the same time where the other house cannot sell, then will leave it for you or wait for you to buy? The stars doesn't align. I don't know if you can understand, is that the way you guys think about property transaction is like a dream come true. In my 15 years experience, I tell you, I only did one case before where the seller called me, the buyer called me, and I managed to match them together. They have the same conditions and everything. Okay, there is no way that this thing can happen. One in 15 years, I only have one situation, one case where I know the seller and I know the buyer, and both of them call me, one want to sell, one to buy, and I managed to match them to the same unit. That's only the one and only case. So it's very difficult. So the correct planning and the correct mindset is, if you don't have the money, always sell first, secure a place to stay. If you don't like that idea, then don't transit, don't sell. Because you agents that tell you that, hey, it works, you can go and sell and then buy at the same time, it's trying to bluff you. Because when you sell already, right, you LL already, there's nothing you can do, you know. We call it the I don't want to say you LL, okay? You sell already, then the agent say, the unit don't have already leh. Then how? You start to panic. Then you start to feel sad that, I should have. The thing is, in the first place, this thing, the chance of this thing happening, transiting two at the same time, you sell at this time and you buy at this time and both units is at the same timing, is so difficult. So why do you even want to make that kind of property decision? You should have the mindset that, okay, now I don't have the funds, so I sell first. If I have the funds, okay, I can buy first. So a lot of planning comes from the procedure, the rules, the money. Some people say, hey Aaron, I got the funds, but should I take the risk to pay the ABSD? Because in private, you have to pay ABSD first, then re-emit later. Should I take that risk? So a lot of time, this one goes back to your own risk appetite. To me, it's not worth it. So I think mindset about the property market is important, because if you have the correct mindset, you will make the correct property decisions. Next, a lot of points by this one. Okay, this video a little bit long. Actually, I expected a video to be shorter. Some people, when they buy property, they like to set time frame. They like to say that, hey, I buy this property 5 years later, I want to sell. I buy this property 3 years later, I want to sell. I buy this property 4 years later, I want to upgrade. I tell you, the thing is, you set a time frame. Don't do that. Why? Because you must learn to have holding power. Yes, you may have an idea of 3 years, 4 years, but the thing is 3 years, 4 years, again, if you watch my last video, 3, 4 years later, is it the right time to sell? Is it the correct time to sell? It's not that it's correct time for you. Is the correct time for the property or not? Is it the market correct time? It's not you. I know you correct time because your children are going to secondary school, your children going to primary school, you want to go here, go there, go here, go there. But it may not be the correct time in the property market to sell. So it's very important, right, to have holding power and not just feel that buying a property, you must set a time frame that when you want to sell. If you are into investment, do not set such time frame. So I will say that the last pointer is really expectation versus reality. You must have the correct mindset, understand the property market correctly. So a lot of times when buyers or sellers, they approach me, right? I can tell you that my number one thing that I do is to slap them with the truth, is to understand what they want to do, hear from them, and then I process and see if what they tell me is the reality. Can it be done? Are they too naive? Is the things that they tell me, is it achievable? If it's not, my job is to tell them what is the reality of the market. What is the real truth about the market? What is the percentage of this thing happening? What is the probability? And what is the correct way of thinking? I think very importantly, if we understand the market correctly, we have the correct mindset, then we are able to understand the market to make the correct property decision. Okay, so that's it for today's video. About 58% of you watch and don't subscribe. It's okay you don't subscribe, but at least click the like button. It only takes you less than a second, but it takes me a lot of effort to come up with videos, and I hope you like it. Subscribe if you can, because it's also free, and like the video, and bye bye.